In the time before time, there was no sun in the sky like we see today. What was up there were the stars and the moon. And that was the only light that shone down here on Earth. And the stars, they were the campfires of all the sky people. You see, every day they would gather their wood that they needed, and then at night they'd start their campfires. And what you see when you look up into those skies is the campfires of all the sky people. Now down here on Earth, everyone, they lived in darkness. And they started fighting for no reason whatsoever, just to fight. For example, the emu and the bush turkey. They're long-time enemies, and they've always fought. The bush turkey would always go to the emu's nest, find the emu's egg, pick it up, and throw it up into the air, and watch that egg go up, and then come down in an arc, and crash on the earth. And he'd do this for no reason whatsoever. And then the emu, he would go over to the bush turkey, pick him up by his throat, swing him around, and send him flying. And then the bush turkey would get up again, and he'd go straight to the emu's nest, find another egg, pick it up, and throw it up into the air, and watch it come down in an arc and crash on the earth. Now, they'd fight like this for no reason whatsoever, just to fight. Now one day, the bush turkey, he found the emu's biggest egg. He picked it up and with all his might he threw it up into the air. And instead of it going down in that arc and crashing down on the earth, this time the egg kept on flying higher and higher and higher into the sky. It flew so high up that it came across a whole heap of wood that the sky people had gathered. And it cracked open on that wood and it started a spark. And that spark, it grew and it grew and it grew. And for the very first time, the people down here on Earth got to see what a sun was like in the sky. Oh, they loved it. They got to see all the beautiful colours, all the reds, all the blues, all the greens, all the yellows. And the most beautiful thing of all was the heat that came from that sun. But like any fire, the sun, it starts off with a little spark early in the morning, and by the middle of the day, it's at its hottest, and then it slowly goes out. And by the end of the day, what you see in the horizons is the coals, the amber of the sun as it slowly goes out. And then you're back in darkness. Now the people down here on Earth, they cried out to the sky people, bring back that sun every day. We want that sun. Bring it back. And the sky people, they promised they would do it. So every night they gathered the wood that they needed. And then early in the morning, they'd start that little fire in the sky. But there was a problem. You see, the sky people, they weren't used to waking up early in the morning every day. Sometimes they'd sleep in. And other times they forget to start that fire in the sky altogether. And sometimes they start it really late. And the people down here on Earth said, no, that's no good. We want that sun every day on time. Bring it back every day on time. And so the sky people, they came down here to Earth and they looked for someone who could help them wake up every day. And far off in the distance, they heard this laughter. And it went something like this. And they said, hey, maybe that creature can help us. And they went a little closer to it and they listened and it went like this. And they said, we're sure that creature can help us. And they went a little closer and it sounded like this. And they said, yes, that's right, the kookaburra, he can help us. And they went over to the kookaburra and they said, kookaburra, will you help us? And the kookaburra said, oh, yeah? And what's in it for me, eh? What am I going to get out of this, eh? And they said, kookaburra, what did you like about that sun in the sky? And the kookaburra said, oh, I like seeing all those colours, all those reds, and all those blues, and all those greens, and all those yellows. Oh, it was most beautiful. What else did you like about that sun in the sky? Ah, well, I did like the heat that came from that sun because I can warm my feathers now. Would you like that sun every day? And the kookaburra thought about it. And he went something like this. Do you want this? And I said, yes, 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 that's what we want. Will you do that every day for us? And the kookaburra said, yes, of course I will. And from that day to this, the kookaburra, he wakes up early in the morning and he starts to laugh. And he wakes up the sky people who start the sun in the sky. But there's a rule, you see. You should never, ever make fun of the kookaburra. Because if you do, they'll get so embarrassed, they'll never, ever laugh again. And that's the most saddest thing to see. A kookaburra that never laughs. You can help them, that's all right. But don't ever make fun of them. And that's the reason why the kookaburra laughs and why we get the sun in the sky.